Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So today I have come up with a very important episode as requested by my listeners. So one of my listeners yesterday only posted this topic, and that is, Ted, why do we have festivals and events in our life? Festival means events basically. So his question was, why do we need to have events in our life? Events means festival in our life. So why do we need festival in our life? So now that's a very important question actually, because you will be finding some pessimist who will be saying that I don't want festival. Let me drink water first. Now I'm ready. Now, so some pessimist people will definitely say that why I don't need festival, because in festival I'm spending a lot of money, I'm wasting money, and all these nonsense, that means negative viewpoints they will be giving, that my expenditure on that particular month increases, as a result of which I have to lend money from someone, or that means I am having troubles when festival comes. Now this is their view, the pessimist people viewpoint. So now let me tell you the why do we need to have festival, and why it is mandatory that at least if you belong to any religion, then you must have some release some festivals in it. Because you will be seeing that every religion is having some festival. Not talking about, let's say, talk about, let me talk about, let's say America. Then in America, you will be finding that most of the people are following, let's say, Christianity. They are following Christianity. And in Christianity, you will have Christmas festival. And in that, you will be seeing that people are reading the Holy Bible, and then they are decorating their houses, buying lights, candles, and they are enjoying that particularly. And even just before Christmas only, 1 month or even 15 days before the Christmas only, they are happy about the Christmas Eve. So now why it is necessary? See, it is necessary just to break the monotonous routine of your life cycle. Now this is required, because if you are continuously doing one thing and even in a certain way only, then you will be feeling bored, and then you won't be getting interested in enjoying the life. So like you will find that many people are when they want to break their monotonous routine of their life, then they will be doing picnics, they will be doing pool lunch or like that, or they will be getting in a restaurant with their friends and then celebrating a birthday party or even something, anything, marriage anniversary or anything. But why they are doing that? They are doing that just to make themselves happy. So just to break that monotonous routine. But now people will definitely ask me that why Ted, then festival? We can enjoy by doing picnic and all. Yes, but as I have told you, since this world is getting influenced by negative force, so that's why we need some positivity. That's why festivals are actually a pretend to be more virtuous, to be more kind and polite to everybody, and most importantly to be more spiritual. Because let's say talking about Christmas, then on that at least day people are at least reading that Holy Bible, which in normal day they might not have time, and they will be saying I have a busy schedule, I don't have time and all that. Sorry. But on that day at least they are doing that, so they are at least connecting to God by reading the Holy Scripture. And the moment they are reading, then they might be getting certain ideas in their mind while reading that holy book. So that's why indirectly connecting. And if they are meditating, then it's superb. So this is the reason why it is necessary to have festivals in our life. Even though you are not having picnic and all that, but it is mandatory to be more spiritual, to connect with God in a more amount of time, so that your spirituality level will increase. And simultaneously do meditation. Now, not talking about other countries also, like you will finding many people are following, talking about, let's say every country you just name it, you will be finding some religion exists there. So let's say taking the case of, let's say, India, then you will find that there are major four religions. Actually, there are two more extra religion like Jainism, Buddhism, but more major population is following these four. So that's why these four are little bit important. See, actually all religions are important, it's not like that, but people are telling major religion, major four, just in comparison to number of people following them. So amount of population following them, so just in terms of people following, so amount of people following, so quantity of people, I must not say quantity, amount of people. So just based on that number of people following, in that sense only it is category. Otherwise every religion is important. Like you will be finding, if you go to Sikkim or Manipal, then you will finding people, Jainism, people are following Jainism. Or if you go to Nepal, which was earlier connected to India, now it's the both are different countries, now became different countries. But you will find in Nepal people will be following Buddhism. Even in Bodh Gaya in India, people are following Buddhism. And the major four religions of India are, let's say, one is Sikhism. And in Sikhism, people on their festivals, they will be reading Guru Granth Sahib. Guru Granth Sahib is the holy book of Sikhism. And Christianity, you know already, holy book of Christians are, or Catholic Christians, or any, there are various types of Christians. So is Holy Bible. And similarly, taking the case of, let's say, Islam, then you will finding that people will be reading holy book Quran on festivals, or doing namaz, they will be performing namaz, that means worshipping Allah. So, and now there is also one more, one was Sikhism, second was Sikhism, and then Islam, then Christianity, and last but not the least is Hinduism. And you will be finding that people on that, on any festival of Hindu, they will be following, they will be reading holy book Bhagavad Gita. So they will be reading Gita, Bhagavad Gita. So, and you will finding that actually when it's the case of Hinduism, you will finding almost you will be having, let's say you have a particular, you have 12 months in a year, then you will finding that almost 7 to 8 months you will be having some festivals only. So they are more connected to God in that sense, I think. But that is just the way to connect to God. So that does not matter how many number of festivals you are having, at least you are just being connected to God, that's enough. And you are following the natural law, that is more important than, and you are red-pilled, you are understanding the negative force and positive force concept, and that's more than enough, that's more than enough. So let me wrap it up. So I think, hope I have touched all the points, all the important points. So let me wrap it up.